Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, and business networking needs. This is the Sunday Inspirational Insights. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Mary the Encourager is here and ready to share an inspirational moment with you. Thanks so much for listening in. No matter when you're listening to me, I want you to realize that this is the first minute of the rest of your life. This is the first day of the rest of your life. It might be the first Sunday of the new year. It might be the middle of the week. It could be any time. You have the power and control to change your life. That brought me to an interesting topic that I want to talk with you today. You know, we introduce our inspirational segments by saying, have you ever wondered why things move slowly for you? Does it seem everyone else is moving ahead and you're moving backwards? Well, our inspirational insight is to help you clear up that thought process, give you some power, some action steps to help you think outside the box. And so let's start. I want to share with you something that happened to me this week. I had a large television stand that was sitting in my living room. I really like this television stand. I like the color of the wood. I like the way the glass was shining. I liked how much storage it provided. Only problem was it didn't fit the room. It was a fairly large size room, but with that stand, which was actually two pieces, very heavy, but that stand made the room just look odd. It just took up too much space. So we moved this large television stand out of the house. And while waiting for a new stand, I had to put the television somewhere and the DVR box and the DVD player, you know, all those extra components, had to put them on a side table and put the larger television on another table until I could get the new stand in. Well, later I went to the television and I decided I was going to watch something, so I picked up the remote to adjust the sound. I pointed it at the television. Nothing happened. I pushed harder on the button. Nothing happened. I checked the connection. Nothing happened. It's like, what's going on here? Checked all the cords. Everything was plugged in. There was energy. There was power. There was the equipment. But you know what? I realized the control box was not where it used to be. So I was pointing the remote control in a different direction than where the control box was. Now, that might seem to be one of those things you say, oh, Mary, you should have had a aha moment. But what I realize is so often we do this with our life. We've lost control. We don't know where our control box is. In the first part of this series of Creating Your Life Site, I talked about a purpose to know your purpose. And we started by partnering with our past. Today, I want to talk about just looking at where we are in our life. And sometimes what we'll find is we are pointing our remote control in a direction that we're no longer headed. You know, some people are still pointing their remote control backwards. And they think that they can pick up on themes that they did in their life. They can hang out with the same people and do the same things. But there's something missing. It just doesn't connect. We can work harder at it. We can check the connections. The energy seems to be flowing. We're fine and well and happy and healthy, but we're not getting ahead. Well, you know, you can't change your life when you're unaware of the things and people that are controlling your actions. I heard someone say, cherish yesterday, dream for tomorrow, but live for today. And so I just want to take a moment and encourage you to think about your remote control life. If you're going to give yourself permission to create the life that you really want, you've got to manage things in your life. Partner with your past. Build new skills and attitudes. Celebrate your small successes. And you've got to think about that remote control. A remote control life is one where the remote control is set on the path, or maybe it's set on someplace far in the distant future and you haven't prepared yourself to get there. So you just keep feeling as though you're not getting where you want to be. The remote control can be placed in the direction of something that is really not up to where you really should be. You have higher goals and lofty ambitions, and yet you don't seem to be getting there. Well, let's think about the R and the C in remote control, and let's take some steps. One step for this year, resist complacency. You don't have to just settle for what you have. Allow yourself to dream and plan, but act on those plans. Refuse comfort. You know, we can get so settled into a comfortable zone just doing the same kind of things that we don't let ourselves see anything new in our life. I think we should reinvent our center. We should reach for our core qualities. We should realize our creativity, and we should renew our courage. We have permission, and you have that permission right now, and you've had it for some time, to reclaim control and be the best person you could be in the next few minutes, in your next year, in your next decade. I find myself talking to myself sometimes. I hope nobody overhears me. And as I'm thinking about that, I'll say, you know, if God grants me another 30, 40, 50 years of life, what would I want to see happen in that time frame? You know, that's a whole lot different than saying, gosh, you know, so many people who I used to know who are not around, you know, I didn't get to do this in life. You know what? If you only had one more day, you could do something powerful. If you only had 10 more years, you could transform your family and your world. If you only had a few more days, there are so many actions and thoughts. You know what? Even your questions could make a difference to someone. You know, my mission in life is to encourage and support individuals and families and business owners to use more of their natural talents to release their full potential. What I find is that if you're not focused on those talents, it's just like having a remote control and pointing it away from the control box. You've got to know where your talents are. You've got to know what it is that drives you, what it is that really gets you excited. I've worked with a number of small businesses, and I do that because it gives me an opportunity to get to meet so many new people and so many new ideas. I'm finding that just a small group of people that I'm working with now, we can make a major impact on the environment. I'm finding that there are so many things that are happening in the world as utilities and companies are deregulating, that there are people who are making small investments now before anybody else hears about it. I also have found that there are many opportunities for us to create our own wellness, and yet we've got to be the ones to take advantage of it. We can resist the complacency that says, stay where I am. We can refuse to just rest in the comfort of the past. We can realize our creativity and renew our courage. We can reach for our core qualities, and we can reinvent our center. Right now, I ask that in these very few moments that we talk, that you would give it a thought to reclaim control. You know, this is not the year for you to wait any longer. This is the time for you to be the head of your own life. This is Mary the Encourager, the Chief Encouragement Officer, and you can reach me at marybrown100@gmail.com if you would like to get more information about any of the activities that I'm participating in or any of the people who are thinking outside the box, the big thinkers. We are here to help you. This has been a very short moment with you, but I hope it has given you some things to think about. But even more important, I hope you will make some action steps because of some of the thoughts that you have heard today. I am going to be ready to sign off here. Didn't want to take up much of your time, but would love to get comments from you. And I'm going to go out with Yolanda Adams giving us a little song about victory. What I want you to do, though, is realize you have control of the victory. You've been given that control. So you can create your own life site by just pointing your remote control at the right place so that you can go forward in your life. You are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone. Mary Brown100@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing your comments. Have a wonderful day.